Yeah, so the Super Series, this is the first year it was launched, obviously at the start of the year. So this is the first year of this kind of format of competition. They nominated six races at the start of the year, and you could do all six if you chose to, but you had to do four. You had to do two Olympic and two sprint races, and then you got points allocated depending on your position in each race. And there was extra points awarded for the national championships. The national championships and the Olympics, and the Olympic distance race, and national championship in the sprint distance
So
race.
explain to us, a lot of people have heard of triathlons and duathlons. Firstly, the triathlons, there is sort of a standard issue race of a certain
Standard
distance.
issue race would be, the Olympic distance, I suppose, which is a 1.5K swim, a 40K bike, and a 10K run. And mixed in with them races, then you also have sprint races, which is half the distance. It's 750 swim, 20K bike, and a 5K run. So the Super Series is made up of six races, at them distances, three of each, three sprint and three standard or Olympic distance races. So it's up to yourself then to pick and choose which races you'd like to do. And at the end of the season, obviously all your points are, totaled up, and if you're lucky enough to be there, you're there,
Now, these six events, they were staged different locations around the country over a spread of several months.
Yeah, so the season kicked off at the end of May down in Athy, and then that was a sprint race, and then the following race after that was down in Kilkee, which I missed. I had to choose not to do that race, and then it was after Kilkee, it was Lough Neagh, and then after Lough Neagh there was Dublin, and after that then there was Claverhead, which was the final race. I think that was it.
And the triathlons, it's really only the last 5, 10 years that it's now become a household name. Everybody's heard and knows what a triathlon was. So when did it really start taking off in Donegal?
I suppose more recently in Donegal, has really taken off in the past 5, 6 years. The triathlon club in the town was established back in, I think it was 2009 or 2010. So I suppose since then, really, in Letterkenny, anyway, it's started to grow year on year. The club started off with 5 or 10 athletes, and it's grown to up 100 plus now, 120 plus now at this stage. So it's definitely grown, and as is the whole kind of fitness and sports side of things in the county in general, really. You can't go anywhere without seeing people running or cycling and different things like this here. So it's great, Rick.
So for people who aren't familiar with it, let's just give them an idea of what's exactly involved. Starting off, a 1.5 kilometer swim, sort of, what sort of time does that take in down the
So
cycle
for the
and
likes of for myself, for somebody like you're talking in and around 19 minutes, 18, 30, 19 minutes. And then obviously it's out of the water, whether it's the river or a lake or a sea. So out of the water onto your bike then for 40K. And you'll be looking to complete the 40K in an hour. An hour would be a good time. And then after that there you're onto your 10K run. So in and around 35 minutes or something like that there is good, and you will be close to the top with a time like that, So obviously the next standard up is obviously professional, and like some of them boys are clocking times like 31, 32 minutes, but at age group standard in Ireland at the minute, 34, 35 minutes is a very respectable time,
Now, before we came on air, we were just talking about the progression and people get the bug and the adrenaline and getting involved in a sport. They might start off at 5Ks and then it becomes 10Ks, half marathons, marathons, triathlons, and the whole Ironman series all over the world. That's now a growth area as well.
Yeah, that's kind of the next progression, from what we talked about earlier, the sprint and the standard distance races. Ironman or half Ironman will be next, and then Ironman next, So, and like you said, with everything that's going on in the world today, Ironman is becoming more and more popular, I suppose. There's Ironman events all over the world, and there was a half Ironman event in Dublin this year, and there's another franchise challenge, the Challenge family, and they're coming to Galway next year for a full Ironman as well, So they're getting more and more popular, really, and that, like you said, that's the next progression, for somebody like myself. Next year now it'll be half Ironman and Ironman. That's where my targets will land, and that's where my targets will be, I suppose, next year. But it's just evolving, the whole kind of triathlon scene is really, really getting popular,
And a lot of people get involved when they see the promotion of what's called a try, or they might do a duathlon one first, and it's a little bit of a teaser to give people a taste, and that certainly seems to pay off.
Yeah, it certainly does. That's how the club has operated for the past couple of years now. We've had try-a-tries in around April, And from that there, we generated a lot of membership around towards the summertime and after the summertime, you know, we would get about maybe 20 or 30 members from the, or athletes from the Tri-Tri becoming members of the club, you know. So it's like you said, it's a wee taster for people that want to be involved, who might be a wee bit put off by a sprint event or by an Olympic event. So the Tri-Tri is a shorter distance, you know. So you might swim 200 metres or 400 metres, and the bike might be between 10 and 12 k, and then like a 2 or 3 k run, you know. So it really is an introduction to the sport. And then I suppose similarly with everything else going on, the 5Ks and the 10Ks, once people kind of dip their toes into it, they become more and more involved in it, and they kind of get the bug, you know, and they want to develop their own kind of skill set and stuff like that there. And it's a great way for young people and for adults, you know, to get involved in the sport if they do want to try it out, you know, and get a taste of what they could expect if they go further.
And I think, having seen some of your group out, it's interesting to note the age span as well, because there are a lot of young people, but there's also a lot of people, certainly in their 40s, have suddenly discovered the triathlon and have really taken to it.
Yeah, that's one of it. Seems there's a massive age range, you know. You would have people of my age coming into it after, say, playing football and things like that there, and then you would have people coming into it in their 40s and 50s and stuff. And then now, and more and more, there's more and more juniors coming into the sport, which is great, you know, with all the clubs that are developing around the country and with the races that are on every week and stuff. I suppose more and more juniors are seeing this and coming from swimming clubs and coming from running clubs and saying, you know, I'm a good swimmer, I might be good at this year, I might give this a try, you know. So it's great for the sport and for the clubs around the area and around the country that there are more and more juniors coming in, because at the end of the day, you know, adults can only sustain it for so long, it can only compete for so long, you know. So every club needs the juniors coming in as well, and like you said, there is a massive kind of age range, you know, which is great.
And down at the finish line of any event, because the spectators might only see little bits of it, but there's always a great buzz, and it's awe-inspiring as well when you see people coming in.
Yeah, and a lot of people get a real sense of accomplishment, you know, after all these races, because they are tough slogs, you know, especially if you're coming into it early, you know, in your first season or something like that. It's a tough old slog, you know. You wouldn't be expected to do 1500 meter swim in 18 or 19 minutes in your first season, you know. So some of these people are really, really training hard, and you know, to get over the line, there's a real sense of accomplishment for the people. And around the line, you know, around the finish line, it's a big party scene. There's music blaring, there's DJs, there's people on microphones, and there's people like yourself, journalists and cameras and stuff like that. So it's a great event, you know, and it's a great scene at the finish line when people do kind of accomplish their goals and set their goals out, you know.
And if somebody wants to become involved or to find out more, what's the best thing to do?
Yeah, well, I suppose in and around Donegal, I suppose if you go on the Letterkenny 24/7 website or contact the club through Facebook or contact myself, you know, I'm on Facebook, or anybody that's associated with the club, you know, will be able to set you up and come down to the training sessions and stuff like that there. The club train every Wednesday down there in Aura Leisure Centre at 8 o'clock. So, you know, if you're not able to contact us or whatever, just land down and have a chat to one of the club members, you know, and we'll be able to get you set up.
And you've had a great season, and it's great to reach these targets. But no doubt you have something else to look forward to now. What's the next step? Where's the horizon now?
Yeah, so like this season's been great, you know. I did set me targets back at the start of the season, and you know, podium in the Super Series was my target, so it was great to win it, brilliant to win it. But again, like anything else, you know, you're just looking down at the season, you're recapping what went well, what went wrong, and setting targets for next year. So in terms of next year, like we talked about, I'm going to move up to half Ironman distance and full Ironman distance. So I'm going to Aix in France in May for a half Ironman event, and then over to Bolton in Lancashire in England for a full Ironman event then in July. So that's my two main targets for the coming year. And then the Irish half Ironman championships are in September. So towards the end of August, September, I'll be aiming towards that there as well. So three main targets, three big targets for next year, you know.